You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Tonight, when a nation forgets God, she forgets her patriotism. Patriotism ceases. You know, it's an amazing thing. I don't see anybody beating down the doors to get into China or Venezuela or the communist countries of this world, the socialist countries of this world. I don't see them breaking down the door to get in Iran and Iraq, getting quiet in here now. But by the millions, 8 million over the last 4 years, they've come. People want this place. They think they want it for prosperity and all the handouts, but that will ruin a life. For if a man will not work, he should not eat. You degrade a man when you hand things out to him. I'm all for people coming, but you come legally. When you become a citizen, and we were talking last night at men's prayer, the different men that have become citizens of the United States, they said, very, very moving moment for them. So we had prayer for this service tonight. But I read to you the citizen's oath while you raise your hand and say, I hereby declare on oath that I absolutely will renounce and abjure, I'll give up all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state, or sovereignty of whom or which I have heretofore been subject or citizen. That means I'm going to surrender that country for this country. Now, if you're not willing to do that, go back to your country. I'm not saying tonight it sounds like we're having Indian food out here. Bring it on. Bring the Mexican food on. Bring the Chinese food on. Bring the Filipino food. Bring the Brazilian food on. Whoa, that beef, oh my goodness gracious. But listen to this. I'm German, and I don't know of any good German food. Don't tell me sauerkraut, because just the sound sauerkraut doesn't sound good. Is hot dogs Germany? Bring it on. I like hot dogs. And according to Bobby Robertson, who's with the Lord, lived to be 87, they're very healthy for you. So Wednesday night, I'll have a hot dog eating contest with any of you men. We're just going to, all diets are off on Sunday and they're all off on holidays. I will support and defend the Constitution, the laws of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I will bear the true faith and allegiance to the same. I will bear arms on behalf of the United States when required by law. I will perform non-combatant service in the armed forces in the United States when required by law. I will perform work as a national law. I will perform national importance under civilian direction when required by law. And I will take this obligation freely without any mental reservations or purpose of invasion. So help me God. Not Muhammad. Not Buddha. This is a Christian nation. We're not living like it. We don't act like it. But one nation under God. Coins and currency. In God we trust. Now they're trying to tell, well, God is God Muhammad. No, it's never been Muhammad. It's been God Jehovah. Read the history. Rhode Island, first place to have religious freedom. We came seeking religious freedom from our motherland. And tonight I want to say that America, if you're going to live in America, get vested in America. Love our flag. I saw so many all the Brazilian folks were wearing red, white, and blue. That was respectful today. God bless them. I saw the Indian folks, red, white, and blue. That's respectful. And I appreciate it. I don't have an axe to grind. But I tell you this, I believe when we come here, we ought to vest ourselves in this country. Now, I sort of feel like sometimes we betrayed you because so many of you left places that were not free and you came to this free country, and we've changed so quickly over the last 20 years. And I apologize for that. But I will say this, I'm for vesting in America. I want to be careful how I say this because I doubt if any of you agree with me, Americans or any other countries that you've come from. I don't believe, now you can do it, and I don't think you're a bad Christian. I don't believe in making money here and sending it home for your retirement house later. I believe if you're going to come and make money in America, you ought to live here. Wow. You'll never get rooted. It's like if I married my wife and I said, we want children. And after the children were born and raised in our home and left our home, say, I'm done with you now. I got what I wanted. I'm done with you now. Now, I don't ever remember anybody preaching this, but I believe it. Now, you can do what you want. You can build a home in another country, retire, and go there. But I think there's something about being demonstrated to come. I came with my wife to this, nothing. We didn't own a church. We didn't own a building. 49 years ago, we started renting over here. Our church started in Sunnyvale where there's a mall and they've torn the buildings down, but there's a little building there. But we started renting on Clyde Avenue. We never owned that building, we rented it. And I remember when we bought it eventually, we didn't own anything here. But I said to those 22 people that were here, I said, that's including nursery. I said, if you'll let me, allow me, my wife, I want to give you 50 years of my life. What was I telling you? I said, if you let me stay, we're gonna root right here. Now, 50 years is almost up, and I'm not done yet. But I'll say this, my goal is not to be laid to rest anywhere else but in Santa Clara, California. On our 50th year, beginning January 1st, we have a beautiful brochure that's being designed even right now. And in the front of it says, I love Santa Clara. And we're going to every place possible in Santa Clara. Some of you will be assigned public schools, and you'll go there not on odd hours. And you're at that school once a week. You and your wife, or you and somebody else, will go there and pray for the safety and for the children and the teachers and the principal in that public school in Santa Clara. We have schools, we have a university, we have educational places, we have the police departments, the fire departments, we have public parks. We are going to saturate this city in prayer. I'm personally taking, like I did all during COVID, kneeling outside the city hall, and I'm going to pray for our city hall. They're on my prayer list already. Why? Because I love Santa Clara. I don't believe that I come here with my wife and say, now we're out of here. We're going to have the good life. We are having the good life. Yeah. My goodness, how many churches can you go and have a day like we had today? I'm not saying we're the only one, but I love America. I'm going to try to show some things to the Bible tonight, but I believe in this place. I just get moved. I get moved when I saw those flags coming in today. I got moved when I heard the choir and orchestra and all of it. I get moved when I see a man or woman in uniform. I saw a man this past week. He was getting his shoes shined. I was at a gas station and he was getting his shoes shined. He had a little white, blonde-headed little guy with him, and he was standing like this. I said, you're military, aren't you? He goes, no, sir. I'm police department. I said, son, you are standing with a hero. Your dad is a hero. I thank God. No, they're not pigs. They're not even cops. They're policemen. And I thank God for the police. And I don't want to defund the police. And Ms. Pelosi, the first, you want to defund the police, then call the police when your husband has a friend there, whatever went on there. You figure it out. I love the Blue Angels. I love the red, the white, the blue. I love hearing USA, USA, USA. I love that. I love how I'm just a flag waving American. I love it when I saw all these flags this week down our Golden Avenue. Then this morning they came out here and I saw them all blowing in the wind. Oh, they're such a beautiful sight. I did do a weekly video. I don't know if you watch it or not, for about 2 minutes Sunday morning right out here at 9 o'clock by that Statue of Liberty. And I said, Brother Moore, is it possible to get all these flags? He said, stand right there. And I stood where he told me. And apparently those flags were in the back. I love America. I love the songs about America. Oh, beautiful. For a spacious sky. I love though with Star Spangled Banner that we sang here tonight. I love my country, 'tis of thee. I love when I went to school. In our school, public school right over here, in public school, we always had an American flag. And we had Abraham Lincoln's picture and George Washington. George Washington, the left, every chalkboard in America had it right there, by there. And the bell would ring, we would stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. And it's not a democracy, it is a republic. Yeah. Democracy, 51% can squash 49, but a republic, every man has certain inalienable rights. Government, I hope you're listening tonight. And tonight I love to hear all about I love the Ten Commandments in Louisiana. Your state, thank you for visiting from Louisiana today. Your state voted it in this week. Oh, are they having the big one over that? Oh, how bad that you put there by the light switch like we have in our public school and our Christian school. Every classroom has it. But now, Brother Kahan, you pray for these kids. They'll need counselors because it says there, thou shalt not kill. Oh, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not covet. Thou shalt not steal. Bad things. You're going to warp these kids' minds. We did better when they were posted in the classroom. Thank God for your state. Keep your mosquitoes, but thank God for what you did for us and sending away maybe 49 other states will get the idea. I love the heritage of our buildings in Washington, D.C. and our state capitals. I love that every preamble of all 50 states say something about Jesus Christ. All 50. Patriotism is biblical. Tonight, I want you to be aware of this, and we'll turn to scripture in a moment, but let me quote for you patriotism. Genesis 12:1. God says, I will make of thee a great nation to Israel, and I will bless thee them that bless thee, and I will curse them that curse thee, and thou shalt be great, and thou shalt be a blessing. That nation had a promise from God. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 4, what nation is there that is so great that God is so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him? And what nation is so great that hath statutes and judgments and righteousness, all the law which I set before you this day? 2 Samuel 7:23. And what one nation in all the earth is like my people, even like Israel, who I have called, I've redeemed my people for myself. The Apostle Paul said it this way, Romans 10:1, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that she might be saved. That ought to be our prayer about our country. There's nothing wrong with patriotism. The centurion servant, the Bible says in the book of Luke in chapter number 7, verse number 15, this testimony of the centurion, he loveth his nation. There's something about loving a nation. Where we find ourselves in reality is 2 Chronicles, turn there please, in chapter number 15. And I don't believe I'll be long tonight, but I want to give you some scripture to think about. Tonight, when we think about where we find ourselves, 2 Chronicles 15 says, and the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Obed. He went out to meet Asa. And it said unto me, him, hear me, Asa. Asa was the king. And all Judah and Benjamin. Now listen to this. Lord is with you while you be with him. America, the Lord is with us while we be with him. And if you seek him, America, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. This is a promise to a nation. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. God says, I'll bless your nation if you let me be your God. Money's our God. Sports are our God. Hollywood's our God. Internet's our God. Immorality's our God. Self, the mall, the shops, the mountains, the rivers, the lakes, the everything but that God created, it seems like, or that man's created. We want to worship that. We worship the creature more than the creator. Very sacred what I'm going to talk about for just a second. Just Lord, just I never thought about it. He pressed upon me right now. Because I love the fact that you love your animals. But you notice that you go somewhere and a little baby's in a stroller. It used to be in America, you'd stop and say, what a beautiful baby. Nobody talks because, you know, we're all evil men and women. Who knows what we want to do to that child? I'll tell you what, they'll stop every time and talk to your doggy, Fifi. Oh, Fifi's so beautiful. We ran over here to have lunch this afternoon with our family. And there, what was that guy? He had bowls out there and he had all these things in there. He had, was it parrots or parrots? Big old thing, beautiful things. At the table. Now, folks, hold on now. Wait a minute. You're getting quiet on me now. This stuff about bringing your animals into restaurants and they're sneezing, they're coughing, and they're shaking, hair going all over the place. Keep them, bring the kids in, leave the dogs out. Having a good time now. It's going to get exciting. Blessed is the nation is whose God is the Lord. Righteousness exalted the nation. It's a shame what this president has done to us. On Easter Sunday, our day, God, Jesus, rose from the dead. What we celebrate. And he names it Transvestite Day. Shame on you. When we have that beautiful Our House, the White House, and he puts the pride colors with lights on the front of Our House. Our House. It's not his house. He's there for 4 years. What a shame. It's a shame that he promotes drag queens and we have them marching through our streets, men that are now dressed up like women, and we call that, and we tell in our schools in preschool that this is a good way to, you figure out if you're a boy or a girl. Biologically, you can never change that. And one of the violations is the Bible says that a man should leave his father and mother and cleave to wife. And the Bible says then we're to replenish and have children and bear children. And two men, I don't care what chemicals they give them and what shots, cannot have children. You will destroy a country. And two women cannot have children. It's anti-Bible. Isaiah 1:4 says, ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity and a seed of evildoers, children of the corruptors, they have forsaken the Lord. I think that's where we are. Jeremiah 27:13, why would he die? And thy people die by the sword and famine and by the pestilence, COVID, things of that nature. Because as the Lord has spoken against the nation, nations that forget God are turned into destruction. Amen. Yes, sir. I think of Isaiah, and Ezekiel and Jeremiah, all of them said things like this to the people. You're going into judgment because of your whoredoms, your sorcery, your perversion, your forgotten God, your harlotry, your wickedness, your witchcraft. And consequently, God says you go to bondage. God says, I have a controversy with you in Hosea, and in chapter number four, the Lord, hear the word of the Lord, I have a controversy against you. The Bible says, O land, the inhabitants of the land, that country, that nation, because there's no truth. God's people need to tell the truth all the time. Children need to learn to tell the truth in your home. That's federal. That's a sin. That's the root of a child's life, if they cannot tell the truth. Mother and dad, it doesn't mean you yell and scream and throw things, but you deal with that. That's a case that goes before the Supreme Court, mom and dad. Truth. Life is based upon truth. Marriage is based upon truth. A pastor and a people is based upon truth. A nation and their political leaders, it's based upon truth. And it seems like, do you hear anybody telling the truth? People say, two men will be debating for president, and this one says this, and this says the opposite. Somebody's not telling the truth. Or maybe they're both not telling. I don't know. But somebody's got to tell the truth. Patch the Pirate said it so well, tell the truth. Never tell a lie, tell the truth till the day you die. Amen. God says, yeah, what my controversy is, you, there's no truth, there's no mercy, pity toward one another. There's swearing, there's lying, there's killing, there's stealing, there's committing adultery, there's breaking out. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because they have rejected knowledge. I will reject thee. I will also forget thy children. He's speaking to a nation. Tonight, our only hope, turn with me in closing, is 2 Chronicles 7. You listened so well. You dear folks, you've been so good. Our churches, you've assimilated into America's culture from other nations. And I'm just so very grateful. If I come to your home and you have a flag of another country in your house, that does not offend me. I don't believe you should fly it from the outside, and I can't think of anybody in our church that would. I tell our students in the college, when you graduate, you're going to the mission field. You are not going to a field to make it an American place. You are there to take the gospel of Christianity. Amen. Please do not fly a flag in another country. That's disrespectful to their soil. Do not take a flag to another country to fly it. Now, with your family, in your living room or family room, if you want your children to still understand America, take a flag for inside the house. And teach them, I'm just a flag-waving American. Teach them, I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy, or way down in Dixie. You figure out which one you're from. Teach them the way you told that Gettysburg Address. Man, I felt like I was right there. You look just like Abraham Lincoln this morning. My goodness, was that great. You could tell he's a preacher. He was ready to get preaching on that thing. But love America. Amen. There's still hope for our country.
Amen.
The verse that became so popular in America was our bicentennial in 1976. We were here. I'll never forget the bicentennial. You've heard me tell the story of Walter Hewlett. Walter Hewlett was in his 90s, and he lived right next door to the old building in that nursing home there. One day in the hot summer, he came on over in June, and I met him by the Lord's table we had there. And he started talking to me about, my wife told me she wanted me to do something before I died. She was a Christian. And he didn't use that word saved, but I could tell he was inquisitive. I said, Walter, do you want to go to heaven when you die? Very healthy, sharp looking man. And I said, yes, I do. But I don't know how to get there. My wife's there. She used to talk to me about it. He reached in his pocket, I mean literally had a wad of $100 bills. He began to peel them off, and we had a Lord's table there. He began to put them, a large one, put those $100 bills. He said, I'm healthy, but I'm in my 90s, and I will die. And she wanted me to do this. And I said, put your money away, Walter. It's a free gift. And I began to explain to him in the front row, we had metal folding chairs. And right there, I began to explain to him, a month before the bicentennial, how to be saved. Days before the bicentennial. And I led him to Christ. And on the bicentennial, I was probably the youngest preacher in America, baptizing that day, the oldest guy. On the bicentennial, he was baptized. I'll never forget it. He started buying sport coats, sport outfits, slacks, sport coats, had a hat, even though it was summer, and he'd walk over to church, and he could walk great, and he was just happy and smiling, spry. And I'd walk over, I used to be over there in that rest home once, two, three times a week. I'd go in there and sing with those people in their rooms. I'd always sing loud so other people could hear it. And I'd go in there. And one day I came in 40 days after his salvation. And they just pulled the cover up over his head. I said, what happened? They said, Walter just died. I remember that year, this was the verse every one of us as preachers preached during the bicentennial. As we stand together, I want you to read it with me. Let's stand together. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Verse 13 says, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. Let's read one verse. Then we'll have prayer and then the invitation. Verse 14. Ready? Begin. If my people,
which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
God loves the countries. I'll heal your land.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.